Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak welcoming you to Keys to the Game. Already week 11 in the National Football League, and the Bears are home at Soldier Field to host the Baltimore Ravens, the defending Super Bowl champions.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Baltimore is the fifth team running a version of the 34 defense the Bears are playing in the first 10 games of this season. Clearing running lanes and protecting the quarterback will be the two keys offensively to beating Baltimore. Teams averaging only 3.7 yards a pop against the Ravens' defense, and they've rushed for only one touchdown in nine games. While it is a defense in transition in terms of personnel, that front seven still swarms to the ball and makes it difficult to get movement in the run game. Defensive coordinator Dean Pease typically stops the run with seven in the box, so protecting Josh McCown from Terrell Suggs and Elvis Dumervil will be a significant task. Suggs plays with a nasty edge, and the tandem have combined for 17 of the team's 32 sacks, which ranks in the league's top four. 11 different Ravens have recorded at least a share of a sack. Dominant defensive tackle Haloti Ngata remains a two-gap controlling force who sets the tone for that scheme. He is a pocket pusher, sets up sacks, holds the point of attack, and away few do. Ngata did sprain his left knee against the Bengals last week, so the injury report will be watched on his availability for the Bears. Baltimore's Joe Flacco is a Super Bowl-winning pocket passer who is not as sharp or accurate as he's been since his debut in 2008. His completion percentage, under 60% right now. He's been sacked 30 times, and he's thrown 11 interceptions in nine games. Last week, Cincinnati nearly picked him off four times. There could be opportunities for the Bears' defense to snag some takeaways. Flacco, a deep ball passer with a receiver with an extra gear in Torrey Smith, averaging better than 18 yards a catch for a team-best 753 yards, but only two touchdowns. There is no Charles Tillman, so Zach Bowman, Tim Jennings, and the safeties will be challenged deep at some point in the game by the Flacco-Smith combination. The normally productive Baltimore running game has stalled so far, averaging only 2.8 yards per carry, despite a good duo in Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce. They combined for five touchdowns. Now, if the Bears can continue to stop the handful of big runs that have hurt them this season, they can keep this Ravens team one-dimensional. Ravens have a very good kicker in Justin Tucker. He won the game with a 46-yard kick in overtime Sunday against the Bengals, and this guy has made a lot of tough kicks. Now, this special teams unit was ranked best in the National Football League a year ago, and they went to the Super Bowl. This year, they've sprung some leaks because of a change in personnel. They're trying to sync things up a little bit. They have not had any kicks returned for them for touchdowns, and their punting game is pretty solid. Overall, this is an area where the Bears could exploit the Ravens. They just got to play smart football. That's something the Bears have had some trouble with in recent weeks, blowing some assignments. They got to clean that up as quickly as possible. 11 weeks into the season, and the Bears' defense is completely different in terms of personnel. You've got injured starters Henry Melton, Nate Collins, DJ Williams, Charles Tillman, Calvin Hayden, all off the depth chart for right now. Lance Briggs, Shea McClellan, not back yet. We'll keep an eye on McClellan maybe this week. Seven significant pieces to the puzzle, which makes the Bears younger and susceptible and razor thin. Defensive coordinator Mel Tucker at times played four rookies at one time against the Lions, and now loses Tillman for the rest of the season, turning to veteran Zach Bowman. He's got experience, no question. It's more of a continuity challenge for this defense right now, trying to find ways to keep plugging the holes that seem to keep opening up. So that's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. Big one at Soldier Field, Bears against the Baltimore Ravens. Be sure to tune in at News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WVBM. Myself and Tom Thayer roll out the pregame show at 9, the kickoff at noon from Soldier Field. That's going to do it for this version of Keys to the Game. Thanks for watching. I'm Jeff Joniak.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.